Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I have been waiting to talk to Dr. Honigman for days now because they had just such an incredible, it was a little different, but a very successful spring fling event. We'll get to that. Yes, folks, those savings continue today at the Weiner Wellness Center. But he's going to be talking about a subject that more of us than not deal with, acid reflux. So we're going to talk about the root causes, symptoms, and how they are correcting it through lifestyle. And he's the go-to guy. He's the man. How do you get a hold of them at the Weiner Wellness Center and make an appointment for Dr. Honigman? You pick up the phone and dial 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. Doc, great to have you on the program. How are you, sir? Good afternoon.
I'm doing well, Rob. So good to be with you again. And, you know, I want to start the show by thanking everyone who participated in our first Weiner Wellness Virtual Summit ever. Now, all of us at the center greatly appreciate all of you who supported us, bought our supplements, had a kind word to say, and watched our videos on our Weiner Wellness Center Facebook page, both live and afterwards. You know, truly, it is because of you the virtual summit was such a great success. And while our Spring Fling Wellness event is now over, you can still purchase the vast majority of our supplements at the sale price of 30% off. So call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-9355. And if you missed the Wine and Wellness event for some reason, you can still get that great deal for the vast majority of our supplements at 30% off. And any of the supplements that I mentioned, well, not any, but the vast majority of the supplements that I talk about today or are in the presentations can all be purchased for 30% off. And if you go to our Facebook page, Weiner Wellness Center, Facebook page, Weiner Wellness Center, you can still watch any of the presentations that you may have missed but still want to view. For example, let's take mine for example. You can still watch my two presentations by going to the Facebook page, Weiner Wellness Center, and then you scroll down until you come to my name and the title of my presentation. Now, you can do this with anyone else. It doesn't have to be me. It could be Dr. Tracy Stroop. It could be Dr. Orbach. It could be Jeff. So I'm just using mine as an example, but this goes for all the other presentations as well. So you scroll down until you come to the presentation that you want to see. And for me, the first one you will come to will have a YouTube.com link. So that'll be obvious. It'll have a YouTube.com link, and underneath it, it will say, not your average coronavirus. What can we do about it? And my name will be there, so you'll know it's my presentation, Dr. Joseph Honigman. Now, this presentation covers the basics of coronavirus. However, it provides a lot more interesting information and more detail than I have discussed previously on the radio. I've added some interesting facts and pictures, along with specific recommendations for lifestyle and key supplements. Because this is our first contact with the COVID-19 virus, the recommendations are as specific as can be possible and based on the knowledge and opinions of various functional medicine experts of what they believe may be best suited for this specific virus, COVID-19. But I've added a bonus. I've included peer-reviewed journal article references that you can look up and read if you are so inclined. You don't have to. You can there's lots and lots of wonderful information on this presentation. But for those of you who want to learn a little bit more, you can actually check out, you can actually look into the references that I noted. So I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to be entertained, and I think you're going to learn a lot. And you get the added bonus of seeing my many expressions that were captured live. Next, you continue scrolling down until you come to the title, The Immune Basics, Your Immune System, How It Works and How You Can Help It Work Better. And you're going to know it's my presentation because you're going to see my name, Dr. Joseph Honigman, along with the title. However, for this one, you may need to search a little further down. You may even have to use the video filter, but I don't think you'll have to. I believe it's worth your time if that's what's necessary because this presentation covers the very basics of your immune system in an easy-to-understand format. Unlike my previous presentation, it is in much more detail with pictures. Yes, pictures always make it a little bit more clear. And my explanation is going to be a little bit more in-depth than what I can offer on the radio. So I predict if you watch it, you're going to learn something new, including some strategies and supplements to help your immune system work better. And remember, almost all of the supplements recommended are at the 30% discount. You just call 412-922-9355. 412-922-9355. My videos, I hope you will like them. I know you'll learn something, and I'm almost positive you'll be entertained.
All right, we're going to get a break in here. We'll come back. We'll get to this week's topic. But again, Dr. Winer, WINER.com, the number 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. KDKA Radio is doing our part to help Pittsburgh stay connected. Go to our radio.com app and get ideas to help you during these stay-at-home times. And just go to radio.com/stay connected. And remember, you can always get KDKA Radio on your smart speaker. Just say play News Radio 1020 KDKA Radio. Dr. Honigman and I back with more of the Winer Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. And when we come back, the topic, acid reflux, what's the root causes, symptoms, and how to correct it through lifestyle, and some supplement information you need to know as well. 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. All right, Dr. Joseph Honigman with us today. This is the Winer Wellness Center program, Get Well Naturally. So let's begin, Doc. It's all about acid reflux.
Absolutely. I'm going to get to that topic in about a minute. But I do have some thank yous that I feel like, you know, I have to express before we get started. Because the summit was really, this was the first time we ever did it, and it was such a great success. So I want to give a shout out, first of all, you know, everyone at Nutritional Frontiers who worked above and beyond the call of duty, especially Dr. Tracy Straub, who was responsible for making the virtual summit come to life, and she really did an exceptional job. And, of course, I want to recognize and thank everyone from our center, the Winer Wellness Center, who was responsible for making this event such a great sensation. And Ashley Campbell, you know, Ashley deserves a very special shout-out because she worked tirelessly with great energy, positivity, and skill to organize our first-ever social distancing Winer Wellness Center event. So thank you, Ashley. And someone who did a very special job, a big thank you to Monica from everyone at Winer Wellness Center. Monica's in charge of shipping, and she worked tirelessly and is still working tirelessly with such great positive energy to get the supplements and other items to where they need to go in a timely manner. The amount of work required is enormous. So once more, thank you, Ashley, thank you, Monica, and thank everyone at our center. that made this first ever social distancing Weiner Wellness Virtual Summit a great success. All right, now let's get started on today's topic, which is gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD, commonly known as acid reflux, which is a very common digestive disorder, and from now on, I'm going to refer to it as acid reflux or just reflux. So what is acid reflux? Acid reflux is when the acid from your stomach makes its way back up into your esophagus, and that can burn. So, is the burning the result of the acid? Yeah, of course it is. That's not a trick question. The acid in your stomach is hydrochloric acid, and the pH of your stomach acid usually ranges between 1 and 3. So at its strongest, the pH of stomach acid is just below that of battery acid. However, is the root cause of reflux acid? No, it's not. And if we want to stop the reflux, then we need to address the root cause, not just suppress the acid. So, to begin with, follow along with me in your mind's eye and picture this. When we eat, our food travels from our mouth through a muscular tube called the esophagus. When the food reaches the junction where it empties into the stomach, a ring of muscle called the lower esophageal sphincter, that's a mouthful, lower esophageal sphincter acts like a one-way valve. But think of it like a fancy flap that allows the food we eat to enter into our stomach and then tightens up, preventing the backflow of acid. Reflux, acid reflux, will occur if the acid from the stomach makes its way back up into the esophagus. And that brings us to the most common root cause of acid reflux, which is, of course, when something goes wrong with that one-way valve, the flap. And as a result, it doesn't stay closed, and now the acid can make its way back up and burn your esophagus. Now, there are a few other root causes, and I'll quickly go over them. In addition, although not as often, acid reflux can occur if there is a decrease in gut motility, which is responsible for moving the food we eat through our GI tract. It's the motion. If it dysfunctions and slows down, the result can be that food stays in your stomach too long, and the longer it stays, the more likely the stomach contents, including the acid, will get pushed back up into your esophagus and burn it. Also, consider that an increase in acid reflux may actually be caused by too little stomach acid and not too much. That's right. Too little stomach acid, not too much. Because with a decrease in stomach acid, it will take longer to break down your food, and therefore, it's going to stay in your stomach longer, thereby increasing the possibility of reflux, not decreasing it. And another reason for acid reflux that is often overlooked are drugs and medications, which have been known to cause heartburn. And they include taking aspirin, ibuprofen, some muscle relaxers, or certain blood pressure medications. So I recommend consulting with your medical doctor or pharmacist to find out if the drugs you are taking may be causing or contributing to your acid reflux if you already have it. So there are at least four different mechanisms that can result in acid reflux. The number one problem is the valve. That's the most common reason. Something goes wrong with the valve, and it stays open. That's sphincter. Two is a gut motility problem. That's probably the second most common. Three is too little acid, not too much. And fourth are certain medications. So let's get back to the most common root cause of acid reflux, which is the valve problem, the dysfunctional sphincter, the flap that allows the food we eat to enter into our stomach and then tightens up, preventing the backflow of acid. It is important to understand that many factors can result in a faulty sphincter. They include consumption of certain foods, such as chocolate, coffee, peppermint, and dairy, all of which may relax the sphincter. The sphincter stays relaxed as you get through it. An increase in abdominal pressure, such as obesity, because the extra pounds can add pressure, pushing up on the valve. Gut dysbiosis, a problem in and of itself. But gut dysbiosis, which is an imbalance in the good versus bad microorganisms, including bacteria, yeast, and mold that reside in your gut, can also result in acid reflux. That imbalance. And last but not least, reflux can be made worse or even be the result of a hiatal hernia. And this is when the upper part of your stomach protrudes above the diaphragm and winds up in the chest cavity. This can weaken the sphincter, and that can result in reflux. And it occurs more frequently than I expect many of you realize. So, no matter the cause, what are the symptoms of acid reflux? Well, the symptoms of reflux include frequent heartburn, acid indigestion, a burning type of pain in the throat, the mid-chest, and the mid-abdomen. Those are classic symptoms. But in addition, I personally have found the following symptoms to be frequent, and they include a dry cough or trouble swallowing, a bitter or sour taste in the mouth, a feeling that food is stuck in the throat, hoarseness, laryngitis, wheezing, poor sleep quality, because it's typically most bothersome at night when you are lying on your back and gravity is working against you, not for you. And when a hiatal hernia is involved, there seems to be even more difficulty swallowing and an increase in chest or abdominal pain and shortness of breath. The chest pain and shortness of breath can be so intense that some people wind up in the emergency room thinking that they are having a heart attack. In fact, gastroesophageal reflux disease, acid reflux, is the most common cause of non-cardiac chest pain. And it's even more common when a hiatal hernia is involved. I've heard the stories of several people winding up in the hospital, thinking that they may be having a heart attack, to thankfully discover that their symptoms of shortness of breath and chest pain were the result of a hiatal hernia and not that of a myocardial infarction. So, what is the most common treatment that conventional medicine offers for acid reflux, no matter what the cause? What do you think? Well, once your doctor suspects you have acid reflux, most likely you will be given a drug, often a proton pump inhibitor, such as omeprazole, commonly known as Prilosec, to stop the production of acid. Now, in severe cases, when you're not able to get to sleep because of the burning in your esophagus, or if your esophagus is showing signs of very significant damage, then the drug may be the right choice, at least for a short amount of time, while the root cause of the problem is being found and then addressed. However, there are literally thousands of articles providing evidence that using medications to reduce acid, while it may be comforting, does not treat the root cause of the problem. In fact, I believe most people with acid reflux actually have too little acid and not too much. So, further reducing the stomach acid long term is not going to help remedy the root cause. And long-term, it can result in a lot of other problems. And that's because your body needs acid to stay healthy.
All right, listen, we're going to take a short break here. We'll come back. We've got much more to get to. I hope that you'll stay with us. And again, if you want to make an appointment with Dr. Honigman, simply give them a call, 412-922-9355, 412-922-WELL, drweiner.com. All right, Dr. Honigman is here. And, Doc, you know, when you think about acid reflux, by the way, if you want to make an appointment, you want to get some of the supplements, you need some information concerning acid reflux, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. This is one of those things that seems that if you live long enough and you don't live the way you should live, especially when it comes to nutrition, a lot of folks end up with acid reflux, do they not?
Yeah, it's actually very common. And a hiatal hernia is actually very common. In fact, some people have them and have no idea that they actually do have them because sometimes it's just not noted, even when it's seen when an endoscopy is done. And, I mean, if you've been diagnosed with a hiatal hernia and you have acid reflux, it is definitely in your best interest to make an appointment, you know, with me or anybody else who is adept at doing the hiatal hernia maneuver and getting that taken care of, because it could make a big difference in your life. You know, for some people, it may not make any difference, but for a lot of people, it seems to at least, you know, give some improvement. But as I was talking about before, you know, acid reflux has a lot of different causes. It could be caused. In fact, you know, we're going to go over that, you know, very shortly. But for right now, you know, Rob, you know, people don't understand the importance of the stomach acid enough. And it's really important. And I was thinking about this, you know, during the break, and that there's probably people listening saying, well, what's the big deal, you know, about the stomach acid? And also, it's like, how is it possible that having, you know, too little stomach acid is worse than having too much stomach acid? You know, because it burns the esophagus. It's the acid that burns, and that's absolutely true. It is the acid that burns, but it's not the cause. So if you get to the cause, then the acid's not going to make its way back up and burn anything. And the pH of acid is between 1 and 3. So at 1 and 2, it doesn't, you know, even if it's a little acid coming up, it's going to burn. So if you're not treating the root cause, you know, you're still probably going to be burning your esophagus. Maybe not as bad as if you're taking a proton pump inhibitor, but the proton pump inhibitor isn't addressing the cause. You're better off having strong stomach acid with a system, with a lower esophageal sphincter that works, with good gut motility, with a good balance in your microorganisms that live in your gut. You know, all of that is going to contribute to overall health and prevent gastroesophageal reflux disease. You know, in fact, the United States Food and Drug Administration warns, this is the FDA, warns that be aware that proton pump inhibitors like Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, and Protonix should only be used as directed for 14 days. Now, maybe a little more, you know, would be okay. And that's because stomach acid is very important. And why is stomach acid very important? Well, if you listened to my radio talk on the immune system, you've heard me talk about the innate immune system and our first line of defense. And our stomach acid provides a very effective first line of defense that destroys bacteria and most toxins that make their way through our mouth and into our stomach. Now, here's some things that you may not know. This is interesting. You know, stomach acid helps us absorb important nutrients such as zinc, calcium, iron, vitamin B12, and folic acid. So a decrease in stomach acid can contribute to anemia. I mean, if you're having a decrease in iron, vitamin B12, and folic acid, what's the first thing that comes to most practitioners' mind? Anemia. And if you're not absorbing calcium, that can affect osteoporosis in the long run. And if you're not getting enough zinc absorbed, that can affect your immune system. Your stomach acid is also necessary, and this is obvious, to digest your food. But it's also necessary to activate your digestive enzymes. So the acid itself is breaking down the food, but it also activates enzymes. pepsin in particular, which is one of our main digestive enzymes that helps digest the proteins in foods. Now, Rob, consider this. You know that the pepsin output, this important digestive enzyme, is reduced by approximately 40% in the elderly, like me. Now, consider that many may be taking an acid-suppressing drug on top of that. It's already reduced 40%. Now you're going to reduce it more? That, my friend, is a recipe for many problems. Bottom line, acid-reducing drugs can result in more bad bugs in your intestines, prevent you from properly digesting your food, can cause vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and can lead to problems like irritable bowel syndrome, yeast overgrowth, such as Candida albicans, increased risk of micronutrient malabsorption, you're not getting the nutrients into your bloodstream, and osteoporotic hip fractures, and more. And remember, it's well documented that acid-suppressing drugs do not fix the underlying problems. And when these drugs are withdrawn, symptoms almost always return. Again, there will be times when you will want them and you will need them because the burning will be so intense, you're not able to go to sleep, your esophagus is getting burned or crisp, that for a short period of time, at least, it's going to be in your best interest to take them. But in the long run, you need to try to wean yourself off. Well, do never, ever, ever, please, I take that back totally. Never wean yourself off of a proton pump inhibitor. You always get that checked out with your doctor. Your doctor will help you wean off. In fact, if you go off a proton pump inhibitor cold turkey, you're liable to have the worst case of acid reflux you ever have. I know because I've seen people do it. It's got to be done carefully if you've been on it long term, especially. If it's a very short term, it's probably not a problem. But you still need to have that okayed with the doctor who put you on it or suggested that you take it. In addition, I want to be clear that I do not diagnose or treat disease, and if you're taking drugs, you're not to stop taking the medications on your own, but rather as you improve through better lifestyle choices, you can ask your doctor to reduce the amount and possibly even stop taking them altogether. I've helped many patients achieve this. So how do I address acid reflux? How do I do it? Well, the answer is by addressing the underlying factors that result in the root cause. We're always looking to correct the root cause. And that may include eliminating food sensitivities because food sensitivities may result in the relaxation or the weakening of the sphincter, that one-way flap, and of course, that's going to allow the acid to come back up into your esophagus and burn. We also want to decrease any abdominal pressure caused by excess weight, gas, or bloating, which can put pressure on your sphincter, that one-way valve, that flap, and I'll definitely address that. In addition, we want to restore a healthy balance in your gut microbiota. That's a no-brainer. We want to do that anyway. But if we increase the good bacteria and decrease the bad bacteria, we also may decrease the reflux. And if you have a hiatal hernia, I have a technique that often helps improve it. A hiatal hernia is a common cause of acid reflux, and one that I see quite often at the center. Again, a hiatal hernia occurs when the upper part of the stomach moves above the diaphragm to rest within the chest cavity, and that can result in a dysfunction of the lower esophageal sphincter, the valve, the flap. It's all about the valve and the flap with a hiatal hernia.
All right, let me jump in here for a break. We'll come back, summarize acid reflux, what he can do for you, why you need to make an appointment at 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, and also get these supplements out that can help you as well. We'll do all of that, but you can find out about everything at the Weiner Wellness Center by going to drweiner.com. Lynn Hayes Friedland coming up after CBS Radio News at 2, as we'll be here throughout the day and into the night, as we always are. KDKA Radio, back in a moment. All right, here we go, folks. Back to Dr. Honigman again, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, and drweiner, W-I-N-E-R.com. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. Oh, we left off talking about a hiatal hernia, and I want everybody to know, all of you people out there, that I do have a procedure to pull the stomach back down away from the diaphragm, and I often get excellent results. For many, there is usually significant improvement within a relatively short period of time, usually 3 visits or less. And for some, it actually totally solves the problem. Now, others, while it may be beneficial, it's also going to require some changes in diet and lifestyle, along with some key supplements to address the other causes of acid reflux. I have literally done this technique hundreds of times, probably over 1,000. Almost every week I help someone with this particular problem, and I have many testimonials from people that I've helped throughout the years. Just recently, a middle-aged man came to see me with burning pain under his breastbone, and he also had shallow breathing. He was previously diagnosed with a small to moderate hiatal hernia. After just 3 hiatal hernia adjustments, along with a few dietary changes and a few key supplements, the pain was gone, and his breathing improved. So if you have a hiatal hernia and or acid reflux and would like to address the root cause of the problem, call, make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center. Our phone number is 412-922-9355. And that brings us to my recommended targeted supplementation. And remember, I believe all of the ones that I'm recommending today are at 30% off. They're still at 30% off. So this is a great opportunity for you to purchase these supplements. And the rest of our supplements, the vast majority, are at 30% off. So while these supplementations are, I believe, an excellent place to start, there are many other good choices. So there may be others even better suited for you, which means, again, I encourage you to make an appointment so we can tailor the recommendations specifically to you. But these are still good to get started with. Let's get started with a good digestive enzyme. And I'm recommending Cybzyme, C-Y-B-Z-Y-M-E, Cybzyme, to help improve digestion, increase gut motility, and it is especially important if you're taking drugs to reduce stomach acid. Because remember, I told you the stomach acid also reduces your digestive enzymes. So it's even more critical if you're taking some type of acid-reducing drug. But it's important whether you are or not. So let's start with a good digestive enzyme. I'm recommending Cybzyme. My next recommendation is a probiotic, right? Remember I talked about that imbalance between good versus bad bacteria as a potential cause of acid reflux? So my next recommendation is a probiotic because many people with reflux have that imbalance, the bad versus the good. And the 2 probiotics I recommend today that are being offered at a 30% discount, that's excellent, are Frontier Biotics for Maintenance, and Superbiotics 2 for a specific condition, such as if you're taking antibiotics or if you have finished a course of antibiotics. And Superbiotics 2 has 50 billion CFU, so 50 billion count of a wide variety of bacteria that's guaranteed to be that amount at the date of expiration. So Superbiotics is, I think it's just a great supplement to keep around just in case, you know, you have a problem or you have a condition that merits it. And Frontier Biotics is great for maintenance. Now, the final supplement I'm recommending today is GI Complete. GI Complete. Again, Nutritional Frontiers. This is a very complete formula for improving all types of gastrointestinal health. My patients and clients love this. It helps decrease inflammation and thereby help reduces acid reflux. GI Complete is used for repair and helping to maintain the integrity of the gut's intestinal barrier. Guess what that is if you have a problem with that? That would be commonly known as leaky gut, which means a lot of bad things can then transfer from your small intestine into your bloodstream, and you don't want that. So GI Complete is excellent at maintaining the integrity of that barrier. And what's more, these supplements are 30% off, and the vast majority of our supplements in our store, which we have so many great supplements from great companies. And you can purchase them by calling 412-922-9355. 412-922-935. A review of the supplements, a quick review. Cybzyme, CYBZYME, Frontier Biotics, Superbiotics, GI Complete. And, you know, you can make an appointment with me either in person, but you could also do it by telehealth. So we could do it by video or by phone as well. So, once more, I want to thank everyone who took part in our Spring Fling event. And I want to remind you that you can still go to our Facebook page, Weiner Wellness Center, scroll down, take a look at my two videos, Not Your Average Coronavirus, Why It's Different, and What We Can Do About It, as well as the immune basics with Dr. Joseph Honigman, your immune system, how it works, and how you can work, and how it can work better. I believe you will be entertained. I believe you will be informed. I believe you will enjoy it. And there are lots of supplements that I have listed that you can kind of determine whether or not these are right for you, for your particular problem at this particular time. I do want to say one thing I thought was kind of interesting. This is just kind of an amusing story. If you go to the coronavirus one, you'll see my mug. It'll be small, but you'll see it the whole time. But for the immune basics, my camera just shut off. So you will not see my mug on that. All you'll see is but you will see all the slides, and you'll hear me talk. So you get the whole presentation. You just don't get to see all the different expressions that my face can make. Some of you, that might be a good thing. So once more, call 412-922-9355. Purchase our supplements if you need them. And if for some reason you didn't get everything that you wanted, or for some reason you just didn't know about it. Our people who are manning the phones, our wonderful Lynn and Sonia, will be able to take your order, and they can also help you with your choices as well. They're very well informed. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And once more, thank you for supporting us and continuing to support us. We greatly appreciate everything that you do for us. And obviously, we could not exist without you. So a big, big thank you from me, and I'm sure everyone from Weiner Wellness Center. Have a great weekend.
Hey, Doc, always a pleasure. And I guess the best way to end this is, how many people have come to you and come to the Weiner Wellness Center through the years and have gotten help with ailments such as acid reflux? And how many times have you heard, you know, I wish I'd have known about this sooner, right? Because that really is such a miserable way to live. It really prevents you from living a normal life. And all of the good things that those taste buds and good nutrition can do for you, when you can't deal with it because of acid reflux, that just doesn't make life very fair, does it?
It does not. And you know, you actually said something that I've heard before. I've had patients come to me, get their iatrogenic hernia adjusted, and, like, you know, things are a lot better in 2-3 visits. Why doesn't everybody do this who has iatrogenic hernia? And that's just one example.
Hey, Doc.
And everybody at our clinic, by the way, all the practitioners, you know, Jeff Nisnik, Dr. Gideon Orbach, Adam, they're all wonderful. We have a totally complete Weiner Wellness Center.
No doubt. Hey, Doc, thank you, sir. Have a great rest of your weekend and a good week, and we'll see you again real soon, okay?
Thank you, Rob. Have a great weekend.
All right, there he goes. He's down there right now at the Weiner Wellness Center, where they are open for the next few hours. So if you want to follow up, make an appointment, get some great supplement ideas, to get some information about acid reflux, just simply pick up the phone, call them, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Hey, listen, that'll wrap up our marathon Saturday, but it's been a real joy. Had a lot of fun. Started off with a bang, lots of good calls and open talk for the first 3 hours. Then we rolled through some incredible Pittsburgh Works programming since then. Lynn Hayes-Freeland coming coming up, doing an incredible job talking about all sorts of things that will definitely keep you interested for a Saturday afternoon. And then you and I will be back together before you know it at 5 a.m. tomorrow. And, of course, that means all of the Sunday stuff you've come to know and love will be there to kind of get you through your Sunday morning and early afternoon. But in the meantime, I'm going to get a little downtime, a little R&R, and we'll get the batteries recharged and get going again very soon. CBS Radio News is on the way at the top of the hour at 2 before Lynn Hayes Freeland. I do want to remind you, though, again, that phone number is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner, W-I-N-E-R.com, the website for the Weiner Wellness Center. That's drweiner, W-I-N-E-R.com, 412-922-WELL. They're there right now. Dr. Honigman is there. You can call 412-922-9355, 412-922-9355. Have a great day, everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.